Imagine crossing a swaying bridge 250 feet above turbulent waters. Your heart races, adrenaline surges, and surprisingly, your attraction intensifies. This phenomenon, discovered in the famous Shaky Bridge study, reveals how excitement transforms into desire through what scientists call misattribution. Most couples, however, stick to the safe, predictable path rather than venturing onto that metaphorical shaky bridge of passion. This disconnect explains why so many relationships experience diminishing sexual satisfaction over time. Male sexuality isn't the simple, straightforward drive it's often portrayed to be. It's a complex landscape of physical sensations, psychological needs, and emotional vulnerabilities, all wrapped in layers of protection developed since childhood. Understanding this intricate terrain is essential for creating genuinely fulfilling intimate connections. The journey to passionate, connected sex begins with recognizing that men's sexuality extends far beyond the penis, involving the entire body and mind in ways many have never fully explored. When we approach male pleasure with curiosity and openness, we discover an unexplored territory of sensation. The scrotum responds to gentle handling rather than direct stimulation. The perineum contains rich nerve endings and erectile tissue. Even the prostate, the male G-spot, can be stimulated externally. Yet these areas remain more heavily guarded than Guantanamo Bay for many men, creating a barrier to experiencing full-body pleasure that transcends conventional experiences. From childhood, boys develop a protective instinct around their external genitals that extends into emotional guardedness. This early conditioning often leads men to prioritize control over emotional connection during intimacy, creating a disconnect between physical and emotional experiences. Adolescent experiences with sexuality, managing unexpected erections, wet dreams, and furtive masturbation, typically emphasize quick release over exploration, setting patterns that persist into adulthood, where men tend to rush toward orgasm rather than embrace the full journey of pleasure. This tension between desiring stimulation while fearing vulnerability affects intimate relationships. The key isn't to numb sensation, but to expand pleasure beyond the glands and throughout the pelvis, allowing for deeper, more distributed physical experiences. Men's sexual response has unique characteristics. Once they reach ejaculatory inevitability, orgasm becomes automatic, unlike women, who can lose climax until the final moment. Post-orgasm, men experience opiate-like effects, creating the snuggle gap, where they feel depleted while their partners remain energized. Sexual craving is fundamentally a neural itch occurring in the brain, not the genitals. The 7-year itch now strikes earlier, with sexual boredom emerging just a few years into relationships, because our brains process novelty and familiarity differently. Research shows that 17 out of 25 committed men would have a consequence-free one-night stand, compared to only 2 women. This reflects male brains' heightened response to novelty and risk. In long-distance relationships, desire often remains stronger because delayed rewards increase dopamine production, while permanent proximity makes sex expected rather than rewarding. Makeup sex feels intensely satisfying because fighting stimulates adrenaline and dopamine production, with aggression and orgasm being neurologically linked in men. As relationships mature, passion-driving chemicals decrease while attachment hormones rise, providing security but dampening desire. The very elements that create stable relationships, trust, familiarity, and predictability, can work against sexual excitement. Most couples fall into repetitive sex scripts following the same pattern. The key isn't more routine, but creating genuine novelty and surprise, approaching established relationships with the same creativity brought to new ones. Fantasy powers desire and arousal, helping us experience sex in novel ways. It forms our unique sexual fingerprint through personalized mental scenarios, though many men hesitate to share these thoughts, fearing judgment for unconventional desires. While Freud's deficiency theory once stigmatized sexual fantasies by suggesting only unfulfilled people fantasize, we now know 95% of people regularly engage in sexual fantasy, though 25% feel guilty about their thoughts. Men's fantasies differ from women's in content and structure. Beyond the simplistic physical focus shown in mainstream pornography, men typically imagine active roles, multiple partners, reducing performance anxiety, and being sexually irresistible. Despite stereotypes, many men privately desire submission or dominance exploration, with studies showing 65% have submission fantasies. These preferences emerge from individual love maps shaped by childhood experiences and early sexual development. However, heavy pornography consumption can interfere with natural fantasy development and authentic intimate connections. Physical health directly impacts male sexual desire and performance. Like appetite, sexual drive decreases when the body is unwell or stressed. Exercise enhances sexuality by increasing nitric oxide production for healthy erections, releasing mood-boosting endorphins, and improving body image. While men often focus solely on erectile function, overall fitness affects every aspect of male sexuality. Enhanced blood flow, endorphin release, and improved physical capability create a comprehensive foundation for sexual vitality. Diet plays a crucial role, as conditions like heart disease, diabetes, and high blood pressure can impair sexual function. A Mediterranean-style diet supports both cardiovascular and sexual health, with key nutrients like zinc, L-arginine, and antioxidants supporting various aspects of sexual function. Chronic stress and poor sleep severely impact male libido. Elevated cortisol suppresses testosterone production, while quality sleep, 7 to 9 hours nightly, is vital for hormone balance. When men experience sexual disconnection, the solution lies not in new physical techniques, but in developing deeper emotional engagement during intimate encounters. For men, sex serves as the primary channel for emotional expression and vulnerability. They often make love to create intimacy, while women typically need emotional connection before sex. With fewer socially acceptable outlets for emotional expression, sexual intimacy becomes men's most authentic way to express love and tenderness. This sex-love connection manifests in various ways. Mature men might delay intercourse with potential partners to build deeper bonds, yet paradoxically may hesitate to share sexual fantasies with long-term partners out of respect or fear. When sexual disconnection occurs, emotional distancing often follows. True sexual connection starts outside the bedroom through specific practices: meaningful daily hugging, 3 times daily for 20 to 30 seconds, creating protected intimate space, maintaining eye contact during lovemaking, emotionally engaged kissing, and keeping a 5-to-1 ratio of positive to negative interactions. While male arousal typically follows a faster trajectory than women's, reaching completion within minutes versus women's 15 to 30 minute needs, research shows most men prefer meaningful connection over speed when possible, despite evolutionary programming for efficiency. Like Einstein's realization about the dynamic universe, great sex requires continuous expansion and exploration. Sexual desire thrives on novelty and self-discovery, explaining the intensity of new love as we see ourselves through another's eyes. Research shows couples who share new experiences maintain stronger relationships and sexual desire. Trust and understanding create space for evolving desires, while shared intimate secrets and private language forge unique bonds. Successful couples view their relationship as a continuous journey, staying curious about each other's changing needs. The most passionate relationships balance security with adventure, transforming ordinary moments through knowledge, empathy, and shared exploration. They understand that sustaining desire isn't about specific techniques, but about growing together.